Oh, my king officers, what shall we do? For the English army both make us look blue. Their noble commanders are courageous and stout. We shall be all routed, the thing I do doubt. There is noble King William will die in the field before one inch of ground he will yield. Therefore, to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. You say to be gone away with all speed, for the Protestant army will make us to bleed. Their cannons do roar when once we draw nigh. Their bullets do fly like hail from the sky. They fight for the cause which once you run down. Their freedom and charter belongs to the crown. Therefore, to be gone, I think it is time to go into a ship and there wait for a wind. Would I was in England, well settled again. Proud Louis should ne'er send me over the main to fight against my country, which he did me bring. I am not but a soldier that once was a king. What hard fortune have I for to have such bad luck? Proud Louis hath brought me for to carry his cloak. Therefore, to be gone, I think it is time to go into a ship and there wait for a wind. When you was in England upon Salisbury Plain, you then had no reason nor cause to complain against all your soldiers for why they were true. If you had stood by them, they would have stood by you. You never was fortunate in anything when you was a duke and when you was a king. Therefore, to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. They were most of my friends in England and here, whom long I have loved and held them most dear. I never did think they would me forsake, which that was the cause that my army did break. My chief officers flying, which when I did hear, myself to be gone I soon did prepare. Therefore to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. When you was at Hounslow, what ado was there amongst all your friends, though never the near? You camped your men and they lay on the ground, and all to be ready when the trumpets sound, to make them all hardy and fit for a fight. But they all did stand up for old England's right. Therefore to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. When I was in France, proud Louis did own, he then wanted nothing but England's crown. Scotland he would have, and Ireland was his own. The towers and castles he vowed to beat down, and burn all the Protestants over the land that dare against proud Louis withstand. Therefore to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. In Ireland we see that there was one poor town. Proud Louis, his army, they could not beat down. That was Londonderry, that place bold of fear. The strength of the Popish army could not clear. The valiant Colonel Walker, he fought for renown. He caused some thousands to fall to the ground. Therefore to be gone, I think it is time to go into the ship and there wait for a wind. You was always a coward, both in England and here. The force of an enemy you ever did fear. You were fearful to fight when first you came o'er, or else you would have laid all the heretics lore. For now the tide's turned and the day is their own, and all the poor Frenchmen may be glad to get home. Therefore to be gone, I think it is time to go into a ship and there wait for a wind.